Hello, everybody. This is Lisa Robin Young, one of your Simpleology coaches, and today's topic is harness your soul purpose for profit and inner peace with our guest, Sasha Sabbath. Now, before I give Sasha a formal introduction, let me remind you, there is a ton of great content tucked away in your web cockpit in the bonus calls area. Each of these topics is designed to supplement our core curriculum, and I tell you guys this on every call. This is the place where you come when you get stuck, you need a little extra inspiration, you want a shot in the arm to get you back in the game fast, or you want to learn some advanced strategies and new topic ideas that we haven't covered in the core curriculum. But as always, it is the core curriculum of our coaching program that lays the foundation of everything that we talk about in these bonus calls. So whether you're going through Simpleology 101, 102, 103, or 201, this stuff here, the stuff on the meat of these calls, is only designed as like the sprinkling, the frosting on top. Our goal with all the training and the coaching that we provide is to help you guys achieve success on your terms. So remember the vision that you've been holding, to create a business that runs itself and to live the life of your dreams. You have a roadmap that shows you exactly what you need to do to get there. You also have the forums to connect with each other and to forge alliances that will help grow your business, as well as unlimited email support and access to the coaches and Mark in a way that is unique in the coaching industry. We're taking a few weeks to look at what I call the softer side of business. Last week, Zoe Ralph shared some insights about personal power, and today we're talking about purpose and profits, and our guest is very well-versed in that area. Sasha Sabbath is the entrepreneur life purpose soul coach. She has 23 years of experience as a spiritually-based coach, a healer, and a public speaker for personal and business development success. Her message throughout everything that she does is succeed in sync with your soul. This is about aligning your work, your business, with what's really important to you. And Sasha mentors her clients to help them discover their soul purpose, their top five passions, and to create what she calls a soul purpose-based business model. And there's an energy about you guys, believe it or not, and Sasha guides you to tap it, to understand it, and to work with it to help make your business and your life more successful. Sasha is also a Reiki master and uses a unique transformative tool called vocal tonal healing to assist clients to release limiting blocks, strengthen goal accomplishment, and experience profound relaxation states that will allow them to facilitate mind programming of the subconscious, self-healing, and even restoring balance. And some of this stuff may sound at first blush like we're moving into outer space, but trust me on this. We're going to bring this down to terms and taxonomy that you guys can really understand and really implement, because there's a lot more to business than just selling stuff. There's an entirely holistic side to how your business is an extension of you, and you've heard me say that before. And Sasha's bringing her years of experience to us today to help us navigate what some might call the more touchy-feely side of business. So grab your pencils and your notebooks, get your cool drink of choice, and join me in welcoming Sasha Sabbath to the call. Sasha, welcome.
Thank you so much. Outer space, that might be a good place for us to start.
When you're dealing with a group of business owners as diverse as we have, some of them are brand new, just getting started, and some of them have been in business for years, running multi-million dollar companies. And let's be honest, some people are a little more cynical in their outlook, a little more grounded in their perceptions, and this topic can kind of rock the apple cart, if you will, for some people. So I really want to make sure that I throw that out there right from the get-go, because I don't want people to just, you know, tune out as soon as they tune in if we start talking about something like soul purpose. What I'd really like to do is start with a little bit of your background, Sasha, if you don't mind. Let our students know who you are and what brought you to being a soul purpose coach for entrepreneurs.
Well, I will start with what brought me to being an entrepreneur, as well as the realm of coaching and then soul purpose. So there are three components to who I am today that is an absolute evolution and unfolding from my life experiences. And as you know, Lisa, from a previous interview, I got into being an entrepreneur because I was born with a tremendous amount of elusive health problems as well as very overt health problems. So some of my health issues were able to be addressed and handled and managed and kind of put in their proper perspective early on, but then there was a range of symptoms and impacts on my stamina and my ability to perform that to this day is an ongoing difficult type of management, or challenging. Let's take the word difficult out of it and just say challenging. And so that had me need to find some way of having an income that was not in the typical 9-to-5 job structure, because physically, health-wise, I could not do an 8-to-5, 9-to-5, every day of the week, 5 days a week type of structure. I couldn't do it. And so when I became a working adult age, I knew I had to have my own business solely because I needed to be able to dance around my symptoms. Well, that took care of that part of it. Then the next piece was to heal myself. And in the process of what I was dealing with, I very frequently, in high school, I remember this, and then when I was in college, I remember asking myself the question, why am I here? What am I to do with these life experiences? Why is this happening to me? Not like a poor me victim, why me, but more like, what do I do with this? What is the overall purpose of me having these challenges? And in the mix was also a series of traumatic experiences. So on a physical level and on an emotional, psychological level, I already had my work cut out for me. And that started me on the path of searching for how to heal myself, how to find inner peace, how to be happy in the midst of my challenges and suffering, quite frankly, at times. And what was the overarching, bigger picture meaning to these series of life experiences? And that led me to various healing modalities, and that included becoming a hypnotherapist, a neurolinguistic programmer. I became an acupressurist. I became a Reiki master. Those were my first in-the-pocket set of skills in the 80s. And then as I moved along, I continued to develop my intuitive and psychic abilities. I was already born with very developed intuitive and healership abilities, and I just maximized on what I was born with. So by the time I became involved with more of a coaching title, there was a coaching industry that started to percolate about 5 years later. I became a coach in the 80s, and then a coaching industry started to present itself in the late 80s, early 90s. And then that just evolved to me watching what was the need going on in the marketplace. And in 2000, I called myself a leadership soul coach because I saw that when a person really had the courage and the commitment to know what their passions were and to go for designing a life that had meaning for them, not just in response to the demands and the obligations of earning a living, but they took themselves one step further and said, yes, I do have obligations, yes, I do need to have an income, and I'm going to do it in a way that feeds my spirit, feeds my soul. I felt that those people were leaders, regardless of what their actual tasks were. And so then I evolved it to becoming a life purpose focus. And so I called myself an entrepreneur life purpose coach. And then as I saw more and more what the needs were that I was fulfilling for my clients and audiences, what I realized was, yes, this is this person's soul purpose, S-O-U-L, their soul purpose, because when they are choosing how they're going to express themselves in their life, when it is dictated by their highest understanding of their purpose and their passions, then they are on a path of soul purpose. And I've geared all of my work mainly to entrepreneurs because, A, I am one, and B, because the entrepreneur spirit is a very special spirit. People who are entrepreneurs need to have a set of self-mastery, self-management, and self-understanding skills that may not be as needed in other types of income-producing jobs or income-producing sources. And I found myself wanting to nurture and flame and flare the entrepreneur spirit because it is such a dynamic purpose that entrepreneurs have to be individual and unique and claim their gifts and grab onto their vision and make their life what they want it to be on their terms. That was the scenic route answer to your question.
But it was perfect because it did a couple of things. First, I think it started to tap into the idea of what is soul purpose, because people who are listening to this, okay, you know, if they're real, you know, down-to-earth grounded people, are going to say, all right, soul purpose is kind of out there. I'm not sure what that means. But you made a very clear linear path from this is the person that I am. This is the set of circumstances that life has dished out to me, okay? Not making any excuses for what did or didn't happen in your life. You said, what can I do with this? How can I turn this into something that's going to be valuable? And it led you on a course of research and study and growth and personal development that took you down a certain path. And that's something that every entrepreneur that we're coaching with is going to deal with. Now, their semantics may be different, and their direction may be different, but the process is the same. A set of life circumstances happens to us. We find ourselves in this space. We have to go through research, testing, trial, journey, if you will, and we make a decision about what direction are we going in, and then we start down that path. And along the way, we make realizations, and what you've expressed is that your calling, if you will, your soul purpose, is to help other people with their soul purpose. And in demonstrating that, you've pretty much, you know, taken away the whole airy-fairy concept that I'm sure a lot of the cynics that are on the line might be talking about. And I'm not trying to harp on this with you guys, but I want to drive the point home, because when we're not in alignment with what truly matters to us at our core being, we're not going to function at our best. And you've heard this on other calls in varying descriptions and degrees, but you've got to make sure that, you know, we've got several clients who get on a coaching call with us and say, you know, I don't care what my business is in, I just want to make some money. And that is totally the wrong way to put yourself in a position where you're going to actually be able to sustain whatever it is that you're doing. If that's the realm that you're working from, you're never going to attain that vision that we talked about right at the beginning of the call, to have that business that runs pretty much hands-free. You've got to line up your business and your life so that you can make that happen. And if you're constantly worrying about where's the next paycheck going to come from, where's the money going to come from, because I don't care what I'm doing, I'm just going to throw spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, you're not going to stick with anything. And that's why I've got Sasha here, because I want you guys to understand physical limitations don't matter. And as entrepreneurs, our brains are wired differently. And we've talked about this before. You know, 50% of entrepreneurs demonstrate ADHD tendencies. It's not because we're a bunch of space cadets. It's because our brains think about things in a different scope and in a different fashion. And when our brains are working in that mode, we are very intuitive. We go with the gut instinct. We go with that initial response, that feeling that we get. And that's all intuition and intuitive nature. So when Sasha's talking about being an intuitive, that just goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur, because you have to be able to read those impulses, read other people, and understand the energy that's going on around you. And this is something that we don't get to talk a whole lot about, and probably won't talk much more about after this call, but I want you guys to understand there's so much more to building a business than just, you know, I want to sell stuff. And that's what I want you guys to kind of understand. But Sasha, let's talk for a minute about how business owners can internalize this message. What's the importance of knowing your soul purpose, particularly if you're an entrepreneur?
Yes. The real power and benefit of knowing one's soul purpose is the impact that that knowledge has in a person's ability to experience deep levels of inner peace and confidence. That's it, period. Now, inner peace includes joy, happiness, love, because when you distill down, well, what does love give you? What does joy give you? You keep asking yourself the questions, and what does that give you? And what does that give? Ultimately, the bottom line is a sense of inner peace, comfort, belonging, meaning that your life is safe. So when a person knows what is it that was happening through their life experiences from birth, happening in terms of why these particular series of events, what did it have me become? Who did it make me? What traits, what strengths, what self-awarenesses? What should I avoid knowing that this is who I am, and giving oneself permission to avoid certain people, to avoid certain scenarios, because it simply does not feed and nurture and support and empower who they really are. When a person starts developing that intimate embracing of who they really are, there is greater inner peace. There is a greater sense of freedom. There is a greater sense of confidence. Now, when you have inner peace, confidence, and clarity about yourself, the behavior that a person demonstrates is a very decisive, or a tendency to be more decisive, because they're clearer about what works and what doesn't work. They do have I believe, a greater access to their intuition and to their creative genius. Why? Because all dimensions of them, their personal, spiritual, and professional selves, are all in alignment. Their mental, emotional, physical, spiritual selves are in alignment. And so it's like we as a human unit become this intact conduit, if you will, so that our spiritual forces, our higher dimensions, can pour through us, similar to water pouring through a hose, where there isn't a cinching and a cincture, and there isn't a crack, and there isn't a hole in the tubing. There is just this intact, integrated, beautiful tube through which the greater forces of who we are, what I called our soul force, can pour through us. Why is that important for the entrepreneur? Because as an entrepreneur, we are the go-to person. We are the hub. We are the contact person for the success to generate from. And therefore, the more we know how to best work within our nature, the more we're going to be able to have the results we want. Yes, there are challenges. Everybody has stuff in their life. Everybody has things they have to work on. Everybody's unfolding. On a day-to-day basis, my life is a constant game in self-management, as it is for most people. However, when you know your nature and your purpose, you have greater tenacity, persistence, and resilience. And that those three traits, tenacity, persistence, resilience, are critical traits to have. Along with the confidence, along with the inner peace, you become unstoppable. The only thing that will stop you from going for your vision is because some part of you is either seduced away from pursuing it for some reason, or it's just not the right thing for you to be pursuing anymore. However, if what you're going for, whether it's a job, a lifestyle, a mate, whatever, if what you're going for is indeed in alignment with your purpose, you are a force to be reckoned with, and only you determine whether or not you're going to pursue it further to fruition, as opposed to being stopped by outer circumstances. And that is the key difference. A self-propelled person who is in tune and in sync with their soul purpose is on a track to succeed with their soul. And they determine when they stop, not the outer world.
Awesome. Guys, I want you to hear what she's saying here, because we talk about some of this stuff in a very brass tacks way when we talk about doing your daily target praxis and you're looking at the strengthening decisions and the weakening decisions. What decisions are you making that are taking you closer to your goals? What decisions are you making that are pulling you farther away from your goals and objectives? And what Sasha is saying here is that when you get in alignment, okay, when you get clear on what it is, on who you are first, and then on what it is you want to accomplish that's in line with who you are, you become this unstoppable force. This is the exact same concept that Mark shares with us in Simpleology 101. You have to see the sight, you have to see the target, okay, and you have to keep taking aim at it and hit it until you hit it. You have to keep working at it. But you can't even begin to see the target until you know what it is, okay? And what Sasha is saying is when you go inside yourself, and you guys heard this on Jonathan's call, you know, fire those clients that aren't serving your purpose. You know, cut yourself off from the people, places, and things that are detrimental to who you are and what you're all about in your business and as a human being. And that's really what this call is about. It's not just the business piece of who you are. It's your whole being. It's your whole person. Because you may not be the same person that goes to work in the morning that comes home to your family. And what Sasha's saying is those two things need to come into alignment. Now, all of the facets of who you are need to be unified, or you're never going to feel completely successful in anything that you're doing. And that's what she's talking about here. That's what she's talking about when she's talking about bringing things into alignment and you know, getting an understanding of what your soul purpose is. Now, you've talked about something. We did a call together a little while ago, but you talked about something called business mojo. Let's talk a little bit about that and how we activate that power in our business.
Yes, business mojo is the force of your essence that is unleashed when you really are excited and clear, those two elements, excited and clear about what you're doing in your business. And yes, we have our down moments and we have our off days or our off scenarios. However, again, it's a matter of resiliency and tenacity and clarity. So when you are in tune with your soul purpose and you are in a business that you really feel good about, whether you're working for someone else or it's your own business, the mojo is this electrical force field that exudes from you that is infectious, it's catalytic, it's persuasive, and if you are a healer and you, by nature, meaning a natural healing, soothing, uplifting presence, that's what I mean by healer, then you're going to have an impact on the people around you that not only uplifts but ignites in them, all on an unconscious level. This is all without words per se. You ignite in them their highest octave, their willingness and vision and drive to reach for their highest. So mojo is not only a charismatic type of persona, it's also a substance that activates in other people the matching vision of a greater life for themselves, even if it's just a greater life for purchasing the right washer and dryer. It doesn't have to be a personal development program that a person is purchasing because that person's mojo, that particular salesperson's mojo, is so intense. It's whatever is going to match your pictures of what's going to fulfill you, what's going to uplift you, what's going to empower you. So you've got people who are very good at turning, I mean, this is a good thing, this is not a bad thing, what I'm going to say, they have great control of how to turn that switch on. Actors do it, public speakers do it, performers do it, musicians, we all need to find a way of turning ourselves on to perform or produce an outcome, especially when we may not feel like it at the time. So that is a certain degree of activating mojo. The business mojo that I'm talking about is that plus some, where you are so in line with your essence, soul force, energy, that you're like I'm trying to find the right words here. You're like this blazing meteorite. You know, you're like this glowing ember that flames into a fire, that you impact in a great way those around you, and you are seen. Your visibility is seen in very clear ways. And depending upon who you are around, again, you might not say a word, but your force field, your presence, your energy field is felt. And maybe some of you who are listening to this may have had the experience of being in a crowded room with lots of people, and you just have a feeling to go turn yourself around, and you feel like you're kind of like looking for somebody, and it's because you're feeling a person, perhaps. And when you turn and you look to see who is it that you're being called to kind of zero in on, and you get to meet that person or you get to observe that person from a distance, you will possibly see an individual in the distance who's got certain traits that are electrifying, that are very magnetic. That person, whether they know it or not, is carrying what I call mojo. And if it's in a business context, I call it business mojo.
Great. And when I talk about something like business mojo, that's not the name I've used for it before. You guys have heard me talk about that spark, okay? That little bit of electricity that you carry inside yourself that becomes infectious when other people are around you. You know, I get people who tell me, oh, you've got so much energy. And that's that spark in me that's kind of exuding itself all over everybody else that I come into contact with, because it's that fire burning inside me, and it starts to spread, and people catch the vision of whatever it is that I'm trying to communicate about, like on this call, for example. And then the wheels start to turn, and they start to click, and they start to get it. Okay? And that's what I live for. I live for helping people to get it. Whatever the it is, I love to help people just understand the concepts that we're talking about and find ways to implement them into their own lives. And so for me, that's something that I get very excited about and very infectious, if you will. It's that's my spark. And everybody has one. And you know when you don't have it with you, because you walk into the room with your shoulders slumped over and you're having a bad day and you don't want to talk to anybody and you kind of just want to go crawl in your cave and call it good. All right, that's when your spark is kind of needing to have some life breathed into it. All right, but then there are those days when you walk through the door and you feel like you're on top of the world and you can do nothing wrong and everything's going to be great and everything is great and your spark is in full force. That's what she's talking about. That's the mojo. And you know, you can crack whatever jokes you want to about Austin Powers and the mojo and yeah, baby, but when you have that feeling of unstoppableness about you, people can't help but take notice of you. And it's a great place to be. We don't get to live there all the time, guys. I mean, unfortunately, we're not perfect. We can't live there all the time. But when we're there and when we're working that way, it's pretty powerful stuff. Sasha, why don't we talk for a minute about, you know, maybe some ideas on how we can kind of stimulate that into being when we're having one of those off days?
Great. Okay, so a couple of things come to my mind in answer to that. First of all, now is the time I want to talk about my website, because this directly feeds into that. Is that okay?
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. If you go to my landing page, which is entrepreneursoulcoach.com, and you got to make sure that you spell entrepreneur correctly, Entrepreneur Soul Coach, SOULcoach.com. You will have as one of your free gifts for registering into my, what I call my Stay in Touch list, a free copy of my Electrify Your Mojo and Claim Your Soul Purpose Now MP3. And it discusses, there is an exercise in that MP3 for being able to contact your mojo at will. So that's one answer to your question in terms of something that they can have, and it's free, so this would be a perfect way to learn how to do this exercise and to reinforce it. So that's number one. Number two is that I also have another MP3 in my product section of my website that's called Create a Passion-Powered Business to Success. It's another public speaking event where I discussed how do you get yourself from what I call a passion-popped moment to a passion-perpetuator moment, which basically means when you're not feeling like it, how do you get yourself to feel like it, you know, whatever the it is. So first of all, there are those two MP3s. One's free. The other one, just go to my product section, and it's Create a Passion-Powered Business to Success. Okay, having said that, the best way for a person to get into the zone is, number one, to remember a time, and I'm talking about when you're in a situation and you need to shift your state like now, is to remember a time when you did feel that way. What I'm discussing now is basic hypnotherapy and basic neurolinguistic programming techniques. You're talking about going into the reservoir and the brilliance of your subconscious mind, your cellular memory of the past when you did have what you want, when you did show up in the way that you felt great about yourself, when you did portray and possess the traits necessary to accomplish a certain outcome. And to go back quickly to that memory and do your best to own those traits now. When I was starting out, I was on a path of becoming a professional singer, dancer, and actress. And I went to acting school for a long time. I even went to college to become a professional actress. And one of the first things you learn is act as if. That's what actors and actresses do to take on their characters, is they act as if they were that person. We do that too, as ourselves choosing what facet of our many different personality sides are we going to activate to accomplish a particular outcome. And what I call it is, who do I need to be to have what I want? Who do I need to become to have what I want? So in order for a person to get themselves to a place where they as a personality will be the match, the fit, the extension of what it's going to take to produce a certain goal, that is already in your cellular memory. Because if you stop and you analyze times and places and scenarios and circumstances where you had pieces of what you want to feel right now, you can most likely find that. Find that reservoir, that inventory, that closet full of parts of yourself that you can bring forward in time to the here and now, own it, associate, step into that you that you want to be. And that includes being passionate about something. That's my best answer to your question.
And that's a great answer. And guys, the strategies that she's sharing with you, you can actually see how these directly tie back to what Mark has been teaching us all along in Simpleology 101, okay? When you go through your ultimate life and you lay out the things that you want, and you create your backwards plan to get there, that is your roadmap that shows you what you have to be or what you have to do to get what you want to have. Okay, so you're seeing here's the next step, here's the next step, here's the next step. And what Sasha has done is translated that into the more emotional side of things, the more personal internal side of things. You know, if I want to be happy, you know, if I want to find joy and contentment in my space, well, how do I get there? Well, you think about a time when you were, and you bring that feeling with you to where you are now. You know, if there's something that you want, if you want to make $1 million a year, if you want to make $10 million, $20 million a year, what do you need to do to get there? Who do you need to be to get there? You know, it's not just about I am, you know, the inner city woman that I am and the way I grew up and all of that, and I can't stay that person if I want to live the lifestyle of a multi-million dollar entrepreneur. I had to make changes in who I was. I had to make shifts in my thoughts and my beliefs. And those are all choices that you have to make along the way. You can't stay the person you were and get to where you want to be. And what Sasha is illustrating here is a very simple tool that you can use. And simple doesn't mean it's going to be easy, because you've got to sit with and marinate with finding those pieces of your past that will help bring up the emotions that you're trying to attain. But when we do our daily target practice and we look at our short-term goal and our medium-term goal and our long-term goal, and we're looking at those things, one of the things that the process asks you to do is to feel what it's going to feel like when you attain it. And there's a reason for that, because it helps lock the body memory in of this is how it's going to feel when I get there. And that motivates your mind and your body and your whole being to move you closer to attaining that goal. If you just plug it in and read it and click and go on to the next thing, you're not taking advantage of the full emotional value of getting your whole self involved. And that's critical, because if your whole self isn't involved, then your whole self isn't working on attaining the goal. Only part of you is. And you may still get results, but imagine how much better your results will be if your whole self is fully participating during the whole entire process. Okay, so we're at that point where we want to talk about the profit part of soul purpose, and we talked about what it is and how to activate the mojo and whatnot, but let's talk about how soul purpose directly impacts profit, happiness. I mean, I think we're kind of there now, so it's like this is the time to really get into that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the thing to know as a basic premise is that, at least from my filter through which I view life, is that money is a, a metaphor for how your energy, your personal energy of will, clarity, passion, determination is circulating in your life. So if a person is struggling with money, there is a place to turn to look to see how is the person's overall energy flow expressing in their life. And by energy flow, I mean like to bring it down to nuts and bolts, feet on the ground kind of terminologies. It is, are you in the right place doing the right thing for you? Are you in a place of viewing yourself in respectful, honoring ways, as opposed to shame, dishonor, less than, low self-esteem, no confidence? Are you wanting the experience of much more money? Some people are afraid to have money. Some people I'll leave it at that. Some people are afraid to have money because if people had more money, there might be certain consequences and repercussions that on an unconscious level or even on a conscious level, they don't think they would be able to handle it. So it's better for them to not even have the money situation improve because they don't think that they'll be able to handle it well. So there are all these incongruent under the radar reasons for why money, let's say, is not flowing in their life. Now, another piece as to what, in terms of profit, is when a person is on their sole purpose path in a strong, clear, committed, knowing where they're going, committed to the things that they say they want to have in their life no matter what, there is also a huge landscape of personal development that will probably have to be addressed. I say probably. It's not necessarily so. It depends on the person's karmic path in this lifetime. However, in my case, it has been a ongoing huge hurdles, and who I had to transform and reinvent myself and heal myself to be to clear those hurdles to the next hurdle. So in that kind of pursuit of profit, there is a personal development terrain that a person just needs to at least prepare themselves to take on, and not to be daunted by it, not to be disappointed by it. I mean, we do sometimes perhaps say to ourselves, I know I have a gazillion times, like, when is this going to end, or what am I doing wrong? And all of that is part of the self-inquiry, to learn and develop this intimate spiritual connection with self so that we get to work to clear the blocks, to do the necessary alignment, all in the name of bringing out this deep, rich, spiritual soul force energy. Now, when that energy is pouring out in the world and we give ourselves permission to soar, we give ourselves permission to thrive, we love what we're doing, we know that we are of contribution, or at least we feel that what we're doing is of benefit to people, why wouldn't there be profit? There would have to be some sort of mismatch or another personal growth piece that is ready to be identified and addressed to then have it translate as this flood of self, this flow of soul force energy into the person's world. And what comes back is the profit.
Awesome. Awesome. So, guys, I hope you guys are seeing the connections and the steps and the path. I mean, Sasha's laid out a very clear path of how all of this stuff kind of ties together and how you can even make it work for yourself, I mean, as soon as you get off the call. And that's one of the things that I love about doing these teleclasses, is because we can give you strategies and things that you can use right now today to start building your business or growing your business from wherever it is to where you want it to be. Sasha, you talked just for a hot second about your website, but there's some other cool stuff that you've got there. Why don't you talk a little bit more about what people can expect if they want to go learn more about who you are and what you have to offer at your website?
Okay, thank you. Well, if people are really ready as entrepreneurs to up-level all areas of their life, that means their spiritual alignment, their personal alignment, their professional alignment, then the package that is perfect for them is my Soul Purpose Activation for Entrepreneurs program. This is a one-on-one program that combines healing processes, and I'll explain that in a minute, as well as straight-on success coaching programs and techniques and strategies. Now, I call myself a soul coach, which means that whatever I'm going to be doing with a client or presenting to an audience is always going to cycle back to feeding the essence, true nature of a person, so that no part of the person's value structure or passions is left behind, are left behind. There is a bringing forward of all of the pieces of self that the person needs to heal and needs to have expressed meaning for, so that the individual shows up in their own life in tune with what's meaningful for them and using their past to be the fuel for their present and future as opposed to the baggage and the wounds that drain them from moving forward. So the healing work that I do as a Reiki master and as a hypnotherapist and a neurolinguistic programmer, I work with people by sending them energy. This energy is felt in seconds over the phone, and this energy has an intelligence unto itself. I work with Reiki, and I also work with a lesser-known energy transmission called Soma Pi. Both of these systems have their own, as I say, intelligence, where it goes to where it's needed in the person's energy field, and it touches and uplifts to the degree that the person is able to raise their frequency. And it has nothing to do with my intention or my will. The energy goes where it needs to go. Now, the value is that that energy will work to bring greater balance and harmony and a greater integration of their energies so that the best of who they are is able to come forward more. In that process, I track with the person, because I am intuitive and psychic, I track with the person to see what is at the core of their blocks. That's why people come to me a great deal, is because I'm able to get right to the core, the heart of the matter, to the degree to which I'm allowed to do so. Sometimes it's not appropriate to know certain things at certain times, in which case I will not be given that information from my higher guidance. So when a person is wanting to have a soul purpose designed lifestyle, the key, the name of the game, is for the person to have an intimate understanding of what they need to know about themselves. And so in the 16 hours, it usually is used over a 2 to 3 month period, a person gets trained by me in certain systems where they come away with a clear understanding of their value hierarchy. They come away with a clear understanding of their passions. There is a personal assessment tool that we work with. It's called Print Strategies. It's a version of the Enneagram, and people say that it's much more easier to use that information than some of the other personal profile systems that are out there. And we start there. Then we start with what is it that is going to bring in the person's perfect customers, or their perfect mate, or if they're already in a significant other relationship, what's going to bring out the best in the dynamic between the two parties. It's a template that I was trained in that allows a person to work internally to prepare themselves to receive the external goals that they want to create. And then in the midst of all of this, we start off early on in the coaching and healing program in identifying what is your soul purpose and how can you best express that through your business. As a result, the person finds that they are much calmer. They know how to manage their energy field, even in great stress or in fear. They know how to magnetize their energy field to bring more of their well-being to them. And then there's also day-to-day better strategies for time management and project management. So it's not only the inner world that I work with in those 16 hours. It's how to get results even more effectively and with a lot more fun in the outer world. That's my top package. And for people who would be coming to me from this call, I'll arrange a certain bonus. If you want me to talk about that now, I can, or whenever you want me to talk about
that.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. Go ahead.
That program is $5,000, and anyone who comes to me through this program, I will reduce it by $500. So it would be $4,500 for this program. And if a person really wants to do this and they're having money constraints, I will talk to them and we'll work something out as best as possible. The main thing for anybody who's listening to this call is to go to, when you get your gifts by signing up on my Stay in Touch list, you automatically get a 30-minute free sole purpose activation strategy conversation with me, session with me. And that will give us both a chance to look at what of my other programs might be really useful to you if the sole purpose activation program isn't a fit for some reason. And then on my website, I have several MP3s that are geared towards inspiration and motivation. And particularly, I have an MP3 that is a deep relaxation, self-healing, self-programming MP3. It's called Sacred Peace. And again, when you go to my landing page, there's a free sampler audio track where people can just click on the play button and you will hear this music, which I invite people to visit daily when they want to take a little bit of a mental health break from their busy day or they need to chill for whatever reason. And all of that's on the landing page. When you go into the site itself, on the left-hand menu bar, there is a membership tab for people who want to get involved at a lower-end option, as well as the products, the programs. There's an affiliate program, which I urge anybody to get involved with. And there's also in there a tab for my monthly free Q&A call, which is called Ask Away with Sasha. And the next one of those, I believe, is April the 22nd. Let me just double check that. And this is an excellent opportunity for people to listen in and send in their questions ahead of time. Yes, the next one is April the 22nd. It starts at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the tab for that is in that left-hand menu bar. And what people do is they'll get sent to the announcement page where there will be a form for them to register for the call, to receive their call-in dial-in numbers, as well as a form to present a question that they might have. So those are some of the highlights of the website.
Super, super. That's great. And guys, I've been to her site, and she just has a ton of great, valuable content right there on the homepage that's yours for the taking. So I think she's even got a couple of videos from, I think Carrie Ann Millott left a video testimonial on her site. So you can actually hear what other people are saying about the work that Sasha does. Truly, truly a very experienced practitioner, very knowledgeable about what she, what her area of expertise is. And I'm glad we're able to have her on the call today to share this in terms that are really easy for everybody to grasp. Sasha, I know we're almost out of time. Anything else you want to share before we close the call?
My main message is succeed in sync with your soul. And my prayer for people is to be honest and real with oneself and look at your tolerance for mediocrity in your life and see if you are willing to allow yourself to become intolerant of what you know must move out of your life and to claim a vision of a better life for yourself. Even in the areas that you think, oh, well, it's okay, I'll just let it slide. Trust me, those little things are draining you on deep levels. It's costing you your self-esteem. It's costing you doubt. It's costing you trusting in yourself, creating self-doubt. And you don't need it. If you don't know what to do, I appreciate that. Then start your search to look for solutions. Of course, if I can help you in any way, contact me at entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Send me an email at info@entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Sign up and get your 30 minutes with me. And if you don't want to work with me, if it doesn't feel a calling to you, then just consider the possibility of making the promise to yourself that you will do what you can to succeed in sync with your soul. That would be my last message.
Super. Sasha, thank you so much for taking the time to connect with us and share your expertise with us today. I know every time I talk to you, I get great ideas, and it's always fun to chat with you and to be able to bring your message to other people who really need to hear it. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. Guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Before we close, though, let me remind you that it's important that you're accessing your web cockpit on a regular basis, doing your daily target praxis, and connecting with us in the forums to get your questions answered or via email, because that's what we're here for. Our goal is to help you find success on your terms using the tools, strategies, and proprietary technologies Mark has developed in this exclusive coaching program. So if you're not plugging in to all the training and the content, like great calls like this one, then you're missing out on a lot of different levels. And, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we keep doing these calls and keep bringing you all of these experts week after week after week. You can find Sasha at entrepreneursoulcoach.com. We will have that link on the info page for you. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to connect with Sasha and get some of her wonderful tools and helpful strategies to up-level your business and your life. Until next time, guys, this is Lisa Robin Young with Simpleology Coaching signing off. And blessings and peace. Everybody have a great night.